So we're just going to relax and breathe. Take just a sweet moment to let everything that's come before this very precise now moment go. All of that is back there and we are here now. And it feels good to just get comfortable, to squirm a little and relax and breathe. And find a balance, find a peaceful place. Find a sense of ease and flow. Just breathing. Just quiet. Just peaceful. Allowing the peace to just expand within us as we breathe and relax. More and more of our organ cells and systems quieting down, grounding, being present, being relaxed, being at ease. The inspiration for this meditation came from yesterday's Abraham Hicks workshop on April 7th, 2016. In what they call Washington, D.C., and I call Chantilly, Virginia. And we know that Abraham always has something profound to say. And one of the wonderful interactions that took place was with a man who was asking for advice about a meeting he had coming up at work with some people who were experiencing some drama in their relationships. And he was wanting advice about that. And I was at the workshop, and I have notes about it. I don't have an exact transcription. But they said, basically, it's not possible to change the way other people are feeling at a meeting, that you're not that influential about them in the moment. And you can't stop tremendous momentum in one meeting. But your only stab is to go to blessing the contrast and experiencing appreciation of their individual differences. And know that each one is valid in their belief system, because the universe is always showing them what they believe. So they're convicted in their beliefs. But you can begin to think that things are always working out for all of us. And accept that they have a tapestry of knowledge. They are all different and they all bring something different to the table. And they started talking about doing a book of positive aspects about each of the people in the room so that you focus on the best of who they are. All of the things you know about each of them that are stellar, because everyone has unique gifts and abilities. And as you begin to think of the ways that they're wonderful, rather than the fact that they're disruptive with each other, you can start setting your tuner to your inner being's awareness of them so that you begin to see them through the eyes of Source. And at that broader perspective, the solution to the problem that's being presented has already been worked out. Your inner being and your inner being's inner being has already worked it all out. And as you tune in to who you really are, you can receive more of these answers directly from Source. Any one of you in the room could do it, but they said to this man, "We know it will be you because you are the one who knows that you want it and has the determination to do it." So they suggested acknowledge that the vortex exists that includes the desires of each of you. Then acknowledge that everyone has the potential of finding alignment. And then remember, it's not your job to help them find it. It's your job to help you find it. So as you begin to focus on their positive aspects with dogged intensity, stubbornness, and certainty, then you will begin to connect with the best part of each of them. And they say, even if you do it for 50 or 60% of the people who are going to be at the meeting, that will shift the energy. Said, some are too hard, don't try. If you can't see how Source sees them, let it go. Focus on the ones that are easy and allow yourself to activate the highest that you can see in them within yourself. So we're going to do a little practice with Book of Positive Aspects today. That's what our meditation is going to be. So if you just settle in and relax again, we're going to start thinking about the positive aspects of people that we know. Not necessarily people that are hard to appreciate. It's always best to start with the people who are easiest, to flex those muscles of appreciation a lot so that it gets easier and easier to appreciate in more and more situations. So just begin by thinking of someone who is lovable. Could be a pet or a grandchild or a person that you know for years and years, or someone you just happened to see that struck you as being easy to love. It's always easy for me with children. So just think of a lovable person. And spend a moment just reviewing what it is about this person that makes them seem lovable to you. And as you do that, you're reviewing their positive aspects in your eyes. What makes this person lovable? Just breathe and relax and think of a person who's funny. Someone who makes you laugh. Could be the same person or someone different. And imagine laughing with that person. Imagine delighting in who they are as you laugh together. Imagining the lightness of your being as you just see them funny and delightful. Perhaps you remember moments when you laughed together in the past. Just breathe and relax and let that one go and think of someone entertaining. It could be someone you know well or someone on television, someone you've seen at a show or a concert. And just think of what it's like to be entertained by this person. just breathe and relax and let go of this entertaining person for right now and think of someone who is just wonderfully generous, who obviously feels abundant and makes your heart sing with their generosity. Could be someone you know or a famous philanthropist, it doesn't matter. Just someone that you see as wonderfully generous. Now let's think of someone who's very open-hearted. Someone you connect with easily. Perhaps they're also a good listener. Someone you feel safe and comfortable sharing yourself with. Someone you trust. Now let's think of someone who's creative. Could be creative in any field. Perhaps artistic or a great writer or songwriter. Someone who designs buildings or creates something in the physical. Appreciate someone's exquisite creativity now. As we continue to do our appreciation, our book of positive aspects, kind of backwards because we're starting with the quality rather than the person, let's think of someone who does their job really well. Could be a coworker or a boss or someone that you've known and been served by. Think of someone who's really skilled and talented and able at the job that they do. Now, just breathing and relaxing deeply, let's think of someone who's really healthy, vibrant, energetic, dynamic, strong, flexible. Whatever quality of vibrant, good health that appeals to you, think of someone who expresses that quality. And now, relaxing and breathing, let's think of someone who's huggable or cuddly or perhaps sensual or sexy, if that's more interesting for you. Now let's think of someone who's really relaxed, laid-back kind of person. Someone who's really nice to be around because they're just in the ease and flow of life. Now let's think of someone who's a good friend. Someone who it's easy to pick up the phone and call them or send them a text or make a plan. Someone you like spending time with. As we continue practicing our ability to appreciate, let's think of someone who's a risk taker, someone adventurous, someone you admire for getting out there and just doing it. We only have a couple of minutes left, and at the last here, I would like to suggest that you think of someone who inspires you. And instead of thinking of that one quality within them, think within yourself, if you were making your Book of Positive Aspects page list about this particular inspirational person, what would put on that list all of the qualities that you see in that person that makes them inspiring to you, that you find uplifting? So now we've practiced what Abraham recommended at the workshop yesterday, learning to be better appreciators and making the commitment to focus on that aspect of a person that brings us into alignment, that helps us to see them as Source sees them, because what matters most is our alignment. What we really can work on and change is how we connect to Source. So we just take this moment to relax and breathe again, to stretch a little bit, to reorient ourselves in the physical present. When we're ready, we can just open our eyes.